Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
Hello.
This is the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
One more time. Hello, fellow pro wrestling fans. My name is John Fredrickson. You are tuned in to the State of Pro Wrestling podcast live here on Open Talk 313, The Flash on Blog Talk Radio. We're kicking things off here. Wednesday night. This is how the show goes. We watch AEW and NXT live, and we've also got MLW, which just wrapped up, queued up, ready to play some matches in the downtime. But let's jump to it. AEW right away, jumping into it. We've got their TNT Championship match, Darby Allin defending against Joey Janela right away. Looking forward to this match. Let's tune into that also. But on NXT, I'm conflicted, man. NXT, we've got the next round, the semifinals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic here with MSK versus Legado del Fantasma, the team of Wild and Delgado. Versus the former Rascals, MSK. Amazing match. A couple amazing matches going off right away, head-to-head, AEW versus NXT. This is one of the aspects that I was looking forward to for this show, was being able to see how the time slots are going to break down. Lots of marquee matches happening tonight. Earlier on MLW, their show went live, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. We had ACH versus Brian Pillman Jr. I would love to take a look at that if we get time tonight. They also had Calvin Tankman versus Zenshi. Interesting matchup there. A little different competitors. They also had Injustice versus Contra, a team of Gotch and Daivari. And then a title versus title main event. They had MLW, the middleweight champion, Leo Rush, versus the AAA cruiserweight champion, Laredo Kid. Title versus title match, very impressive, slight height, 2-inch height advantage, and a 20-pound weight advantage to with a Laredo Kid. But Leo Rush, a little more experienced, a little more polished. Great matchup there. Let's see if we can jump into studio mode. Guest call-in tonight, 646-668-8672. Join in. Just going to be talking, kind of a freestyle show. Not really too much planned other than some guests coming up. Began reaching out, filling up the dates coming up. We'll continue to do that. If anybody fans would like to see, let us know. Always open to suggestions. You're the reason we're here. A couple great contests there. NXT, Finn and Dunn will come face-to-face. And then in the women's side of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart, taking on Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. And also tonight, Austin Theory, due to a Gargano injury, will take on Kushida. So apparently that match Sunday's NXT special event up in the air due to Gargano's injury. Oh, goodness, what a match here between Joey Janela and Darby Allin. I hope you guys are watching this. This is intense, and this is, main event to a lot of places around. The wildness. Jim Cornette's favorite wrestler. And a barn burner here at NXT with the tag team match, MSK versus MSK versus Legado del Fantasma here tonight. A little fast paced, classic NXT match. Some great workers. Yeah, you know, in AEW, you got Darby, Janela going at it. Is what you'd expect from them. They're taking it to the outside, a lot of brawling going on. Darby getting sick of Joey's stuff. Start throwing some elbows. Yeah, speaking of Joey Janela's spring break, one of the biggest GCW events for the past quite a few WrestleMania weekends. Won't be featured this year, but speaking of it, GCW just announced their WrestleMania list of shows, WrestleMania week. So interesting breaking news there. You know, with WrestleMania going on, they're trying to have fans there. GCW announcing they'll also be doing shows, and indie shows are going on around there. Everything will be safe enough to do so as we kind of weigh our options. I applied for press credentials yesterday. We sent away for them. So we'll see what they're doing. I'm sure it'll be close to a certain amount of media as well. So even harder to get in. But hopefully we can carny our way in there somehow. I would love to make another WrestleMania trip. Of course, last year's plans shut down due to COVID. The year before that, traveled out to New York. And one of my favorite things about WrestleMania week is the indie shows and seeing who's next. Seeing the different history happening. When we were out in New York, we got to see the New Japan in Madison Square Garden, just to witness that. In fact, during one of our shoot interviews, after the show, Okada walks by, hails a cab, just legendary style. Ash Carter in there for MSK. You get used to these NXT names and get more familiar. I'm really excited to get back into this. I got to admit, during COVID, I've really lost my interest for the TV product anyway. And of course, they're just busy, you know, with a more indie focus. But definitely MLW, an amazing matchup, opening matchup there for them as well. They kick things off with ACH, who just came off a title match versus Brian Pillman Jr., who recently signed with AEW, but has been great to see his matches. Honoring his MLW contractor, possibly pre-recorded. Gotta believe Darby's gonna retain here. They build closer and closer to their big event coming up. Sting back in action, tagging along with Darby. I look forward to seeing what they're gonna do, how they're gonna lay that out. Obviously, a lot of talk about it being cinematic matches. But maybe that's what this has led to this whole past year of COVID happening and the cinematic matches. I know there's like quite a few indie events like that. Or, you know, obviously it began a Matt Hardy dreaming up his Ultimate Deletion, Total Deletion. And ideas like that carrying on. Yeah, what else is going on tonight? NXT. We said, Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart versus Candice and Indy Hartwell on the female side of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. Also, Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher versus the Grizzled Young Veterans in another Dusty Rhodes Classic semifinal matchup. And Karrion Kross and Scarlett also announced to be live, as well as a few other things. AEW tonight, Ryan Nemeth versus Pac. And then the women's title elimination tournament here tonight, Thunder Rosa versus Layla Hirsch. Looking forward to that classic. Thunder Rosa just been putting on clinics upon clinics lately. I'm a big fan of hers. Jericho and MJF tagging up versus the Acclaim tonight. The Acclaim's been making waves. This is their shot versus the big boys, you know. The big boys, WCW, where the big boys play. but yeah, the Acclaim's been making waves with the mic skills. A unique gimmick. It's strange to think that the John Cena rapping gimmick is a throwback and how long ago that was. But definitely there. And then, kicking it off right here, the TNT Championship, Darby Allin versus Joey Janela. And then the main event, Kenny Omega and Kenta teaming up versus John Moxley and Lance Archer in a Falls Count Anywhere, Anything Goes match. I like this card as you look at the layout. Three classic cards for wrestling fans everywhere tonight. Wednesday night, kind of an underrated night with so much going on. Ooh. Non-stop action here. Total non-stop. Totally. Non-stop action. Totally. Mad. You're on NXT. Kicking things off. MSK versus Legado del Fantasma. It's an amazing match so far. It's back and forth. And then they're on TNT. Oh. Just missed the finish here. Oh, there it was, the coffin drop. Finishing Joey Janela off there. Let's see what JR's got to say. Talking about discussing Kenta right now. Very cool dynamic that they were able to bring the Forbidden Door has been open. The Impact, of course, NWA. Been working with NWA and then the Shock, New Japan, pro wrestling, partnership with AEW, how far that will go. We'll see it tonight. But yeah, just an amazing, interesting time to be a pro wrestling fan. And then for the wrestlers, just the opportunities to cross brands like that, stay fresh. Oh, Tony Schiavone interviews Sting tonight. Oh, yeah, you're doing that. Stern! Pack versus the Hollywood Hunk. Ryan Nemeth. Yeah, 16 competitors there in the women's tournament. Great to see that classic tournament style. I was just discussing the King of the Ring tournament, you know, like how great it would be to maybe you're just making a total interactive fans thing where fans can vote on, like, the, you know, this underrated wrestlers who. Make it its own event. Sorry, Mox promo right now.
It's now over, and if he wants that, he's
going to
have to get it done in the ring.
It's like MSK trying to wrap him up.
Me and Kent are going to stand eye to eye, toe to toe,
mano. You know, just the finisher. Could this be it? One, two, there it is, MSK defeating Legado del Fantasma. Looks to go a couple minutes longer.
Then the opening match of AEW, which was the TNT Championship, Darby Allin defending against Joey Janela there successfully. Yeah, great main event there. Omega and Kenta teaming up. Is that for real? Am I reading that right? Versus Moxley and Archer teaming up as well. Two men who have battled. You know, Archer, a former New Japan United States champion himself. So there we go. MSK will be in the finals. Vengeance this Sunday. The finals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic on the men's side. MSK will take on the winner of the Grizzled Young Veterans versus Tommaso Ciampa, Timothy Thatcher. But great to see them constantly churning out, filling up the tag team division. And then also another thing they've always done is kind of, you know, those oddball pairings. Get people some airtime, get them a chance to establish themselves before they, you know, let them go on their singles leash. These NXT promos. For Lee here. Coming up next. Here we got MJF and Sammy Guevara discussing.
But then I realized something much more sinister.
Big fan of MJF. Want to see him grow.
I think you hate Chris Jericho. I think you hate his guts. I think you hate the fact that you have to play second fiddle with him. You feel you should be the front man, front and center. Sammy Guevara.
The great thing there about the full circle, just a ton of potential it guys, you know. Big money draws there.
Okay, you figured me out. I'm trying to take over the inner circle, right?
A couple right here.
Jericho. Right, is that what you want to hear?
That's what he's saying. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Great to see him under the wing of Chris Jericho, just to be able to soak up all the knowledge and everything.
Are you nuts?
Oh.
What are you doing?
Tamara just threw MJF's phone and punched him in the nuts. Is it MJF trying to secretly record Guevara and trying to get some dirt on him? It's been fun to see. Just a new company kind of finding their footing, trying things out. I think a lot of people forget. A lot of great minds working for them. It's not like they're just. But a lot of criticism has come about. But I enjoy it, and a lot of people do too. A lot of fans do too. And one match I kind of been critical of is this whole Cody and Shaq thing. They've really been playing off the best. Or, like, what are they doing with Orange Cassidy right now?
Podcast, Audible Originals, all in one place.
Seemed like they were kind of building him with Chris Jericho there for a while. They've got him in some stuff. I'm sorry, I'll take that back. They've got him in that drama with Kip. The best friends.
So, Frank, who's a big hurt? Why did you need a chin? After 40, a guy loses his free testosterone.
Hey, we're cut off the free commercial time here. The big hurt. It's interesting to see. Which athletes end up doing these commercials and whatnot. But the Big Hurt, a respectable Chicago legend. Put one on the board for the good guys. The good guys. Classic announcer. It's spacing. I'm losing it right now. And my name is John Fredrickson. This is the State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. You're tuned in here Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. A great night of wrestling podcast collected by Martez L. One thing I definitely look forward to at the end of the night after preparing and chilling is going back through the playlist and getting to know everybody here at the Open Talk 313, The Flash, everybody on the team here. Well, always interesting to hear what everybody's story is, how you got into wrestling, what brought you into it, what aspects you enjoy, what you don't like. It's one of the things that got me in, kept me into it, kept me connected to a lot of friends, was being able to discuss pro wrestling, watch them, no matter how disgusted or how much fun we were having. And going to live shows, excited to get back out here in a couple weekends here in Minnesota. First wrestling put on by Eric Cannon. I consider it an elite indie company, always booking the best talent. A lot of people I've never heard of, but after I end up, a lot of ended up here on the big stage. Top Flight, AEW's Top Flight will be there. War Horse just announced War Horse will be defending the independent wrestling championship. The IWTV versus JDX. JDX, definitely haven't heard of him. Up and comer here around Minnesota has been making waves. You see him on NXT, had a tryout match versus Cassius Ohno a couple years back. Yeah, definitely a young guy, great look, a great attitude, almost professional. But yeah, definitely, he's had some classic matches versus the likes of Top Flight here in Minnesota area and the Midwest. He's one of those guys that's been getting around that's just, yeah, knocking at the door. Big time potential. He just wrestled on OVW as well. It's great to see what OVW, Al Snow, doing there for OVW. All right, well, we got Cody Rhodes here in tag team action. AEW. And then the second match here, NXT, or the second segment, excuse me. This will be return segment, very cool. Some badass sword play here. How you fans doing? So check the request line here. Are you guys enjoying your Wednesday? Feel free to.
Come on down! You're the next contestant on the Fighting Red!
Classic. You gotta love the buttons here. Messing around with the keys. Here's Cora Jade. One of them is Rebecca Black on the Indies, recently signed. It's another success story there. Good to see people getting a shot. Good to see people growing. Oh, seen her on a couple of Warrior Wrestling shows. Kind of elite. Made quick work of by Lee here, though. Well, got to pay your dues. Zia Lee looking impressive. It's a whole new look, just super. VA look. Good. Okay. Oh. Yeah, we're looking at expanding the show. It'd be great to have guests. Look forward to mixing it up, talking to somebody else besides me, carrying on to get the thoughts of wrestlers or people or fellow fans. Oh, been reaching out to different podcasters and everybody as well too. Start running topics a little more relevant. This is our first podcast run here, and get a feel for the whole thing. Just wanted to take it, take baby steps here as we come into it. But it's been a lot of fun so far. Enjoy this. I'm going to tag action going on right now, AEW, their second, about the third segment here, as we enter about the halfway mark here, 7:28 here, Central Time. Dang, Zion Lee, what is this? Some sort of deity or something on stage, huh? Wow, some really deep stuff going on here with the Xia Li. Just another character with her. And then this character on the throne. Scary, like some sort of cult leader or something. Very deep, very deep. Oh, here we got a segment with Regal. Uh-oh, he walks in. And Scarlett sitting at his desk. Golden brass knuckles. Classic Regal. Some great character play here, though, with Scarlett and Cross. Almost reminiscent of some movies. Yeah, that's what definitely gave me the last five. It's almost like some deep horror flick. It's probably giving that almost Quentin Tarantino feel with her and Karrion Kross. Oh, she gets some Catwoman claws, Catwoman gloves. Semifinals of the women's match about to kick off here on NXT. Johnny Gargano being wheeled around. And I'm starting to get suspicions about this Gargano injury. Seems like he had to drop out of his match versus Kushida. So tonight, Austin Theory taking on Kushida. But I've got my suspicions. Some pro wrestling shenanigans, if you will. Sorry, just getting a text here. Check the call line. Yeah, give us a call if you want to discuss AEW, NXT, MLW, or anything pro wrestling. That's what the show is all about. Just kind of using the backdrop of AEW, NXT, MLW. As our talking ground, and as it should be, I feel like that's kind of the next rising generation of stars is with those brands there. So I'm excited to cover those. I admit here I'm not the most knowledgeable. I see the Cody Rhodes tag match going on, Peter Avalon on the other team, but I admit I'm not that familiar with everybody. I said, yeah, I haven't really been watching too much wrestling. Kind of dropped out fan-wise with COVID going on and everything. I just sort of lost interest for a while. Been watching a lot of indie stuff and getting back to watching a lot of shoot interviews. Chris Van Vliet, some great work by him. I've been enjoying his stuff lately. and Renee. He just interviewed Renee, in fact. Been interesting to check out some of the different content. Look forward to having some great debates on here. One of my friends, he's not the biggest fan of AEW and everything, so look forward to having some great debates with him, you know, debating both sides of topics, not just playing one side of the field, as some pro wrestling journalists may, some clickbait masters. I'll leave you with that one. I'm going to take a chill break here. Here's that heading the break here with both shows. So let's go back to MLW really quick. Oh, see if we can we'll pull this up. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, MLW earlier. They went on an hour before AEW and NXT tonight. In that time slot on YouTube. I know they've been looking for a show, but yeah, great lineup from them. Four great matches. Kicked it off with ACH versus Pillman Jr. Looking forward to watching that. And then in the main event, Calvin Tankman versus Enchi. Injustice, the team of Reed and Oliver versus Contra. Team of Gotch and Daivari. And then in the main event, title versus title. MLW middleweight champion. Here we go to that. Call coming in here.
Leo Rush, a double champion.
Oh, Leo Rush. That was. Some spoilers. Dang. Great to see the relationships as well with MLW working with AAA. That's not a new thing. Nice to see the Rhodes family taking in wrestlers. Cool to see they're kind of taking a page out of MLW. Maybe not taking a page out of them, but doing something that they do well, too, is kind of putting these clicks together. Something I remember from the 90s, the Attitude Era. Kind of see these teams and groups. I mean, you see them in MMA, the different training teams, training camps. Excuse me. It's the Young Bucks interview right now. Oh. Good Brothers on there, talking. Good Brothers talking those Wednesday numbers. Been interesting to see them tease the old Bullet Club type reunion here. Cross the lines over to Impact Wrestling. It's Gargano here on NXT and giving his speech. Interesting to see how the segments here are lining up like that. Here, what are we at? 37 here right now. So that's the 35-minute mark. Coming on with interview versus interview, Young Bucks versus Gargano here. AEW versus NXT live versus live. Be interesting to see what the numbers are for this time period. If we can get numbers that direct. Another interesting aspect to think of doing this podcast at this time. And I had some different ideas, but once we got this time slot, it's like, yeah, we got to go for it. We got AEW going on live, NXT going live, and MLW was hoping they'd line up time slot wise, but going on an hour earlier, but definitely worthy of the conversation here. Well, they're showing the attack from Kushida last week. You gotta believe he's playing up the injury. That match coming up, Gargano's. My friend Austin Theory taking on Kushida tonight. Gargano just getting into it, going off. This is pretty fun. Some classic pro wrestling here. The whole team out there with him. In the, how did he get in the ring with the? He must have had some assistance. Yeah, wheelchair and everything. Oh, here he is making the announcement official about takeover match. The North American Championship. Made official here by Gargano. Oh, here's Regal. Oh, speaking of classic pro wrestling, here's some classic NXT, vintage NXT, Regal announcement. What is this? He's been cleared by the medical team?
Sherrod? What is like you dirt Dennis Sherrodman? No, no, no. And I'm not going to trust those classic medical people. I went to my own doctors.
Wow.
It's a good thing I did.
Gargano went to his own doctors.
Show him. Look at that.
No way Regal's going for this.
When Kushida kicked me, he broke the longest and strongest bone in my arm.
Some doctored looking x-rays up there.
It starts with a D or something, okay? I don't know. I'm Johnny Wrestling, not Johnny Doctor Guy. I have a chuck more x-ray. First of all,
what's going to happen here? Uh-oh.
That means it's from a right arm and you injured your left arm. Secondly, I know it's not your x-ray because it'd be excruciating pain, you fool.
Is that Regal calling him out, man? Some classic wrestling here. Dream match, that'll be Gargano versus Kushida. At Vengeance this Sunday. We'll do a live that night with some NXT discussion and recap afterwards. And State of Pro Wrestling across social media platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Drop in on each one. A little insight. Dang, huge announcement here. Regal forcing the match. Or forcing Gargano to give up the North American Championship right here. Classic. Classic here. I hope you guys are watching NXT along with me. You see it right there, along behind everybody. Nobody sees them. Here on AEW, the pack. Kushida attacks Gargano. But yeah, here on AEW, we got the Pack versus Ryan Nemeth match. The Hollywood Hunk doesn't want to be known as Dolph Ziggler's brother. He's going to find his own way in the professionally wrestling world. Respectable. Attitude. And here we go, the women's match. the Dusty Cup, the semifinals. And here comes Shotzi and Ember Moon right now. And they're taking on Candice and Indy Hartwell. One of the best entrances in pro wrestling right now. Shotzi Blackheart with that tank. About as rock and roll as it gets. With that NXT pack, you got to believe, going to be wanting to take it to him. It's been great to see that serious edge out of him. The bastard. Attitude he brings to it. Just coming here, think you're gonna get a spot on the roster. It ain't gonna be easy. Some classic pro wrestling here on AEW for all the realistic fans here. And the Hollywood Hunk trying to return it. Trying to make a run here. Pac shuts him down real quick. And here we are at the 7:44 mark. 15 minutes left of our show, hour 15 left. Some great main events here. I guess we don't know what the main event for NXT. You take that back. But a great main event here on AEW. Omega and Kenta teaming versus Moxley and Archer in the Falls Count Anywhere, Anything Goes match. Gotta believe that's going to be some interesting TV. Just a lot of energy in that match between those four competitors. Four guys that just go. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. They announced the Kenta Moxley match for New Japan. It's going to happen at their stateside event. Interesting to see how things will happen as the things open up again. Hopefully, continue to open up. Yeah, coming up here, be attending the first wrestling show here in Minnesota Sunday, February 21st. Still might be a few tickets left. You can check them out on their Facebook page. You got the link up there. First wrestling. That's looking excited. Just excited to get back out to some live wrestling. We got two live shows, a distance crowd, mandatory masks and temps taken at the door. So, just announced another show coming up at the synagogue here in April. Yeah, the frustrations. They're doing what they can do. Great to see them out there. Great to get back out and see some live pro wrestling. It's been so long. Pac with the win there. Taking it to him. Uh-oh. Was it last week already? That was the wedding. Beach bash. Miro. Going over the wedding now. The wedding that was crashed. It's more of classic pro wrestling. A pro wrestling wedding in a ring, yeah. at the sinister minister there. Oh, what? Oh. Did you see Chuck Taylor? There's a storyline here. I just see him. He's done some comical stuff. People have questioned him. Seriousness as a wrestler, so I think this is a great chance for him to showcase what he can do. Oh, he's on Cassidy. I guess I was just talking about what are they doing with him. Right there at the wedding. Oof. It's a great angle there, yeah. Miro questioning their seriousness. Classic. Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy toasting some champagne there. Orange Cassidy popping out of the cake. Uh-oh. MJF out here, taped up ribs. Talking about Sammy punching him. Uh-oh. Could this storylines continue there? Between the Inner Circle, MJF, Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara. What is going on? Here we go, the tag match. It's scheduled to be MJF and Jericho versus the Acclaimed. And here comes Jericho and MJF. MJF with the taped up ribs. Great to hear the live fans there, too. Get that feeling. But I do apologize. I'm a little more biased towards AEW. It's nothing personal. I love what NXT is doing here tonight. But yeah, just a little bit more familiar with what AEW's been doing. But definitely great to see talents like Shotzi Blackheart. And then recently they even signed Priscilla Kelly. We gave her a new name as well. Got to get the stat man on that one. Oh, the fans singing the juice. Can I check the phone lines here again? This is John Fredrickson. State of Pro Wrestling podcast here on the Open Flash. Open Talk 313, the Flash Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Great Pro Wrestling Wednesday lineup. Oh, here we go with the Acclaimed. Let's see what he's got for arms. Oh! Are the Acclaimed definitely been making waves, people talking about him. Great opportunity here tonight versus MJF and Chris Jericho, and what is our main event of sorts, I guess. We got them and the women's match here on the Dusty Classic. Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart taking on Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell.
You know what the first success story was out of that
got Blackheart and Boone looking great. Great pairing together. Yeah, really positive. You know, I'm a little more biased towards AEW, but great to see NXT. A lot of these indie darlings getting opportunities. Shotzi Blackheart there. Everybody's suspended. We'll get in the spot, getting TV time. A great time for pro wrestling, despite everything going on. I feel like both companies have handled it. Did a great job handling it and continuing to give us entertainment, give fans the entertainment each week. It's been fun to watch a lot of the opportunities given AEW as well. You know, a lot of the tryout matches here, getting to see different people get a shot on Dark. And I guess that's the thing, is getting people a shot. What we were watching earlier, I don't know if it was an interview with Jericho, I believe. But he was just talking about people getting an opportunity to prove themselves. And you know, having that shot to forward their careers here. You look at a great example, the Minnesota tag team, Top Flight, you know, popped up on Dark. Had some good numbers, impressed, caught a lot of people's eyes. And here they are, you know, contracts. You've seen them on Dynamite quite a bit, getting an opportunity, you know, continue to grow and continue to prove themselves. Here, we'll jump over to the women's match on NXT here. Commercial here. So I'm watching these both shows on apps, so I'm not really sure when they're cutting to a TV commercial breaks. But that's another aspect. It'll be fun to break these down during the week, the time segments, and see, you know, how's it going head-to-head. It almost appears like they've all gotten in one room and kind of got the time schedule down together. But I'm sure that counter-programming and the psychology of putting these all together, How much of that is all happening? Seems like the team of Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell starting to take control here.
Not sorry.
Oh,
Reese's.
Yes. Home style. Commercial break for us here on the app. The Acclaimed getting whooped up on right now. Not looking good for him. But again, an opportunity. Opportunity to shine against some of the top. Prove yourself. I think that's something healthy that we can see more of here. A lot of people complain about in WWE guys not getting those type of chances, but that's the great thing about pro wrestling. Each promoter's kind of got their idea of what it is and what makes it special. And can present it how they want to. So one of the fun things going to different indie shows. Even the shows where there's a lot of the similar wrestlers booked. Seeing the different styles of how they're booked and how the wrestlers are used. Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you guys for joining us here tonight. We got a couple minutes left here. The show, State of Pro Wrestling Podcast. I got some guests coming here in the future. Going to make some announcements. Check us out on the social media. Going to have some of the best indie wrestlers in the world joining us to discuss pro wrestling. Here on every Wednesday night with the different topics going on here in AEW, NXT, and MLW every Wednesday night. Discussing the shows, the women's match. I don't know if we're going to get a finish here in time before the end of the show as we wind down.
I want to thank you fans once again for joining us, tuning in here to the State of Pro Wrestling podcast. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We've got quite a few shoot interviews lined up there. Definitely want to thank you fans for tuning in here tonight, State of Pro Wrestling podcast. Have a great night. Have a great last hour of pro wrestling here on your Wednesday evening. Thank you. Good night.